Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu stated that I heard from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He stated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Oh Abu Huraira, become a muttaqi, and you will be the person who worships the most." So worshipping, a person who worships, who does ibadah, who are those people who perform constant ibadah? Those who perform the most ibadah. In other words, in apart and aside from the fara'id, compulsory deeds, they remain occupied in Allah's ibadah, worship via nawafil, voluntary worship via fasting, voluntary prayer, recitation of Quran. The person who always is busy occupied in Allah's ibadah, in some ibadah or other, some worship or other, he's busy occupied, that person is termed a worshipper, a constant worshipper. Obviously, when you see a constant worshipper, then you think about that person that he is pious and he is good. So here Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated muttaqi. So what we realize is that to be a muttaqi is separate, and to be a constant worshipper is separate, is different. And here the higher grade given by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to the muttaqi. That you, if you also want to be given the definition, that if you want to get the title of being a constant worshipper, it's not just that always you should be constant and occupied in ibadah, and that due to that you will be defined as a worshipper. Rather, if you become muttaqi and you attain taqwa, then you will always also get that in addition, the position of being a constant worshipper. So the real objective is taqwa. And every mu'min believer should desire and have iman. He has iman, belief, that every mu'min should be a muttaqi. He should have that desire that he should attain taqwa, so he should adopt taqwa. So to be a muttaqi and to be a worshipper, a person who worships, it's not necessary that he's a muttaqi, but the muttaqi, vice versa, he will be a person who's a constant worshipper. Yes? So he may have less ibadah, worship, but his grade will be higher than the person who is a constant worshipper. Because the person who is taqwa, who's a muttaqi, what is this? This is more important. Look, nowadays, alhamdulillah, we are at this moment in time passing through the moments of rahmah, Allah's mercy. Allah has given us an ibadah. And this month, the name of this month is Ramadan. And Allah Ta'ala has decorated Ramadan with a special act of worship, which we call Sawm, fasting. And what a beautiful worship. The whole month of person's life structure is modified. Eating, drinking, walking, standing, sitting, sleeping. All his schedule is adjusted, modified. And the biggest thing is this, that his whole life, his day progresses based on eating and drinking. Even that, it ends and is put on hold. In other words, everything that he does during the day, obviously he has time for eating and nourishment, that changes. So this is a great ibadah that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. So we need to realize and learn that what is the objective of this deed of fasting. Is the objective of fasting we get up in the morning, pre-dawn meal, suhoor, and we don't eat or drink, and then we break the fast in the evening? What's behind this? The objective we need to understand. What's the objective of fasting? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in the Qur'an Hakim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah has told us the objective of keeping the fast. And if a person doesn't understand the objective of keeping the fast, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O people of Iman, that the hukam we've given to your fasting, you're keeping the fast, it's not just for you, it's given to the whole ummah. Why? And previous ummahs as well, they were given this. They were given this action as well. So, and it's lazim that we do this so we attain taqwa, so we become muttaqi. Just like the hadith I told you, that taqwa is the main objective for a mu'min. So Allah Ta'ala has given us the structure of fasting, the fast we keep. What is the objective of this? So that we can become muttaqi. So if we attain taqwa via fasting, then we have achieved our objective. And if we don't achieve our objective, then we have wasted our fast. We have wasted it. Obviously Allah Ta'ala says that I gave you fasting, a fast as a... So the fast, it helps us so that we can become the muttaqis. The person who follows his desires and he doesn't know what is haram or halal. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives Ramadan and fast, then he revives that recognition that Allah has given us fasting. Allah has given us fasting. All of the conditions and the objective of the fast is to become muttaqi. Have taqwa. That fast isn't accepted or fulfilled just by leaving food and drink. That when we fast, we are instructed, don't lie, don't backbite, don't consume haram, protect your eyes, protect your tongue, protect your ears, protect your hands, protect your stomach, don't do any bad actions. All of this collected together, collectively is defined as fasting. And this, if we put it all together, is taqwa. So all of this together combined is taqwa. That all Allah Ta'ala has given, the orders He's given to us, yes, we have to implement them. And the things that we've been asked to refrain from, to leave them, is taqwa. Taqwa, the definition by the pious predecessors state that fear and such a focus is created within a person, such a khawf, such a fear within the person, that I will be eventually presented to Allah and I will have to answer for all the deeds that I implement. So I shouldn't do any deed, I shouldn't do any amal due to which Allah Ta'ala becomes displeased with me. If you develop this recognition within, then this is termed as taqwa. And the person who has taqwa, he is defined as a muttaqi. Allah says that the muttaqis, they get the great rewards. And as I stated, hadith, ibadah is separate. To worship is separate. Praying, salah, etc. You're doing everything. But alongside that, taqwa is essential. It is necessary. Just like a sick person is given the medicine, and with that medicine, it is essential to be cautious. To be cautious, and then the health increases. So in the same way, that we, if we don't develop taqwa, if we don't save ourselves from haram and the forbidden, unlawful things, Allah Ta'ala has told us to leave this, what do we do? Is that we keep on doing ibadah, we keep on doing all those actions that Allah Ta'ala has told us to, that has prohibited us from, told us to leave, and especially we need to see the fast that we're keeping. Even in the state of fast, if we do those actions that Allah Ta'ala has prohibited, all the list should be in front of us. What are the prohibited actions? When you keep the fast, Ramadan comes, then the preparation of Ramadan is this, not that you buy the food and make pakoras and lassi, etc. Then it will become for us poverty. Poverty and hunger. Just hunger, it'll be dieting, it won't be a fast. For this reason, for example, there's an English sister and she's keeping the fasts. Allah Ta'ala said that with Iman you have to keep the fast, and then that reward will be attained. So what's the difference? If I keep a fast and she keeps the fast, what's the difference? The difference between is that I have Iman within. Yes, and after Iman, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given me fast, and then there are some conditions of fast. And the conditions of the fast is that you should not implement any forbidden actions. When a person does this and practices, and Allah Ta'ala makes us do this for 30 days, and if he practices, but if he does such an action which is haram, unlawful, haven't you seen the meaning of the hadith that we see that a woman, she backbited, and Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to her that you need to vomit, and all the pieces of flesh came out because she had backbited. So such big punishments of lying, backbiting, gossip mongering, fraud, such big punishments, and we, despite fasting, are implementing all those actions. If you don't do all of them, just do one action. That, for example, somebody singing musical instruments and singing, or you're seeing a ghayr mahram, and you're hungry, you're thirsty, everything. From morning you've eaten nothing. So brothers, that's not the fast, is it? Because the thing that Allah Ta'ala is asking us to practice, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So these 30 days, Allah Ta'ala is making us practice, is a course. That Allah Ta'ala says that this person, he's arrived into Jahannam, he's doing all those actions that I told him to refrain from, it's become his habit. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given us his mercy, he's given us a whole month. Allah Ta'ala has given us an extra ibadah so that we can get extra support. So all the things are within the fast that help a person become a muttaqi. And if a person is not a muttaqi, then how will he go into Jannah, into paradise? So this hadith I've read to you, that if a person wants to be recognized as a person who's a constant worshiper, a lot of fasting and hajj and tasbih and prayer, if you want that recognition, if you want that value, if you want that title, then it's lazim that you need to be a muttaqi. Subhanallah. Yes, so we need to leave the forbidden, we need to leave the forbidden deeds. In one house, if there's one sin that's taking place, there are sins of conduct, of speech, etc., and it's a sin. Yes, you cannot hide it. That one word we constantly utter, that Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. So we're pointing another, we can say, accusation. That it doesn't matter, we can sin as much as you want, but Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. Allah says, yes, I am Ghafoorur Rahim. Ghafoor is to ask Allah for forgiveness. Allah says, if you ask me forgiveness, then I will forgive you. Not this, that you don't even ask me forgiveness and I'll forgive you. Yes, I can forgive. I've got power and glory. I can take all the people out of Jannah and throw them in Jahannam and take from Jannah to Jannah. Allah, He's all powerful, almighty. But He's made a sunnah. A sunnah to ilahi. And we cannot challenge Allah's power. Allah is Rabb. He's the Khaliq. He's the Malik. He's the Qadir. He'll take people out of Jahannam and throw them into Jannah. He'll take people out of Jannah and throw them into Jahannam. Nobody can question Allah, challenge Allah. Who can say to Allah that you have to account for this, except nobody can question Allah. But Allah Ta'ala has made an asool, a principle. Allah Ta'ala has revealed the Quran. Allah Ta'ala has sent the prophets. And via them Allah Ta'ala has given us a message that what is Tawbah? A person, if he does tawbah and he asks Allah for forgiveness, then Allah says, yes, I am ghafoor. This is a great mercy that Allah says, if you do tawbah, I forgive you. So this is a great karam of Allah, that all life long we commit sin and Allah Ta'ala, He forgives us. But this is a big slander that we can sin and do what we want and say Allah is ghafoor rahim. No. My brothers, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. You, this ummah and previous nations that passed, for all it was lazim, essential. Success is in this, and paradise will be given on this point. If they are muttaqis, la'allakum tattaqun, if they are God conscious, God fearing, if they have taqwa, fear of Allah. So if we don't have that fear of Allah, that recognition and awareness of Allah within us, on every deed a person should think in advance, I shouldn't do such a deed through which the Allah Ta'ala, my Lord, will be displeased with me. When a person develops this feeling, characteristic, emotion, then subhanAllah, he is a muttaqi. And then see, his ibadah will be lofty, his salah will be lofty. With this emotion, with this feeling, I will request that if this feeling and emotion is developed, this is called taqwa, that we should have a recognition and awareness that Allah, I don't want Allah to be unhappy with me. No, no, I won't do this action. Allah will be unhappy with me, displeased with me. No, 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 I won't do this deed. Allah will be unhappy with me. And this is the biggest test. That Allah Ta'ala has spread all those temptations and attractions. And let's see who's saved. Allah says, this is the practice for Jannah, isn't it? That's why Allah Ta'ala says, Tattaqoon, that real success is not on those who worship the most. No, it's those who are the muttaqis, who have taqwa. That's why we're practicing in all these 30 days. We've been given an extra ibadah. And the foundation and the objective of this fast is that morning until evening, we have to spend the time that from Fajr until Maghrib that we shouldn't lie, we shouldn't commit any sins, we don't do any actions against Allah's preference, we shouldn't do any unlawful action, no haram, not hear anything unlawful from the ears, don't say anything unlawful with the tongue, not with your eyes, not with your hands, not with your feet, not with any part of the body. All day long you have to pass like this. Allah Ta'ala says, I will assist you. And how does Allah Ta'ala assist? Allah has given us an extra ibadah, worship. And in that, how has Allah Ta'ala given His assistance? Two things that force a person to sin. One is his stomach, eating, yes, and lots of chapatis and put all the make the stomach full, and then everything becomes a lie, yes. Because when a stomach is full, then a person, he is like intoxicated, you know, his passions are aroused. And second is shaitan, who always invites a person towards a sin. So Allah Ta'ala says that I will assist you in this cause, that shaitan I imprison, so he will not attack you during fasting. And hunger, I make it disappear, so that all your passions, they disappear, so you become so weak, so that you can practice in these 30 days that you do not commit the sin. Subhanallah. That's it. So a person, if he doesn't eat or drink and he's weak, and then if he has no energy and no passions and no shahwat, then within his soul, it's like totally withers away, has no energy. Like it shrinks away. So that's why Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Refresh yourself. So when you spend 30 days like this, morning until evening, on top of that, you're not eating or drinking. And if you pass your time like this, you're not eating or drinking, and you are implementing Allah Ta'ala's orders, then the great practice Allah Ta'ala has made us do, that all food is present, fruits, meat, and chickens and everything is there, but we don't eat because Allah Ta'ala has prohibited us from eating because the fast will break. This is the objective. Allah says, doesn't matter all the tests that can come to your life, challenge and sins have spread, and there are lots of chances for sinning. You say, no, I'm not going to sin. Just like we did during fasting, I'm not going to do this action because Allah will be unhappy, displeased. And this is the practice. This is the practice. Just like we practice during fasting, I'm not going to do this wrong action, Allah will be unhappy. And you're sat on your own in the room, there's cold water in front of you, and it's extremely hot. You say, no, I'm not going to drink it, because I'm fasting, and you're scared, you're afraid, because Allah's watching, there's no one in your house, in the room, there's nobody, water's in front of you, cold water, but you won't drink, because you have iman. This yaqeen, certainty, to strengthen this all 30 days, Allah has given us this course of fasting to strengthen our yaqeen and our faith. That with this faith and conviction, just like you spend the 30 days, that you've got so much fear that Allah may see us, you'll be unhappy, displeased, my fast will break. So then the chances for sin when they come in our lives, generally speaking, any time, and this is the test that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Allah Ta'ala spread all of this around. Yes, and we have to break this, the habit of doing wrong and lawful actions. So Allah Ta'ala is making us practice in Ramadan, that just like you don't drink water when you're on your own, because you know that Allah is watching, in the same way, all life long, don't do any wrong action. So you need to create this awareness during these 30 days of fasting. You have to practice so much. So it's lazim, make it essential. The fasting isn't hunger, thirst, and etc. No, rather fasting is to develop taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah wants to make us muttaqi via the tool of fasting. Allah is assisting us. Just like today, we are not eating or drinking due to Allah's order from morning till evening. Same way in life long, that life is also morning and evening. Nothing else. It's not more than that. Remember this. All life long, we need to spend our life like this, that all the tests and challenges will come for inviting us towards haram, inviting us towards sin and bad actions and sinful actions. Whatever comes, say, just like in the fasting state, we say, no, if I do this, then my fast will break. And if I, on my own or in public, I will never break our fast. Will we? So in the same way Allah Ta'ala says, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ أَمُنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السَّيَامُ. Oh, you have attained faith, fasting was ordained for you, just like the previous nations, that there's one route for you to attain success, and that is taqwa. When you become muttaqis and you attain taqwa, and that a little bit of ibadah will be enough for you to be included in the list of those who are the constant worshippers. Not that you do sins all day long and you keep on worshipping and then you include yourself in the list of the sinners. This is totally the opposite and the wrong way. The wrong method. So we need to emphasize on the sins, more on eliminating the sins. Allah says, if I say something is lawful, how dare you say that this is fine? Do you want to see the azab around us today is due to this? The punishment, this, the spread around us today is due to the sins. Due to the sins. There's a lot of masjids around us. Everything, we have everything. We have the Quran, the masjids, the house of Allah. Yes, and the amount of Qurans that have been printed in the world today. Never have there been that many volumes and printed versions of the Quran. The time of the Prophet, that wasn't there. But look at sins. There's so many sins prevalent, spread around the world. And the sins everywhere, the masjids, everywhere you look, sins upon sins. That's why Allah Ta'ala's adab, punishment descends. So be careful during the fast, that if we want our fast to be in exist, to be accepted, Allah says, practice then to be a muttaqi, otherwise your fast will not be accepted. We're not going towards the objective of fasting. Allah has given us fasting for an objective, and Allah has given it for this reason, that I'm making you practice for 30 days so you can spend the rest of your life in this way. That when at the end of fasting, you can eat and drink and tea and everything, but you've practiced so much that khawf has been instilled in your heart, so that you have awareness and recognition of Allah. You're afraid of Allah. I have to answer to Allah. I cannot do this wrong action. How will I respond to Allah? How will I justify this to Allah? I cannot do this haram action. So this is the purpose of fasting. Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O believing men and women, definitely fast. You have to fast. And I have given you this favor, making you practice and rehearse, just like you fast in Ramadan, then keep your actions and your practice like this for the rest of your life. Those sins that Allah Ta'ala has termed as sin, those actions that are termed as sin, don't go near them. Otherwise, if you've done that, and if you do that during the fasting day that Allah Ta'ala has prohibited, then before the evening, your fast is cancelled. In the same way in your life, if you lived your life upon those actions that Allah Ta'ala said are prohibited and lawful, then your life is being wasted. Your ibadah, all your worship is a waste. Null and void. But yes, if you spend your life correctly, and you have the life of a taqwa, muttaqi, you have taqwa, you fear Allah, and then Allah says that despite having only a few ibadahs, you have only worshipped a little bit, but you will be included amongst those people who are the highest of worshippers. Wa akhru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد النبي أمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وعزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وعمدنا كل ذلك عندنا يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفور يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين يا رب العالمين آمين مولا مالكنا حكم عفوا يا الله ما فرد اللهم اغفر لنا اللهم اغفر لي اللهم اغفر لي والحمد لله من مولا برحم فرما يا الله برحم فرما يا الله رحم فرما ام باسقنا غاده من مولا تو كرم فرما رحمت رحم فرما اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارض عنا من مولا يا كريم يا ام سيرازي هو جميع مولا يا الله يا ام سيرازي يا الله مالك اللهم اغفر لنا يا الله برحم فرما يا الله همسي راضي هو يا الله همسي راضي اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارضنا وتقبل منا وتقبل منا يا مولا يا مولا ہماری کچھ عبادت نہیں, کچھ روزے نہیں, کچھ عمل نہیں. یا اللہ تو اپنے فضل سے ان کو قبول فرما لے. یا اللہ تو اپنے فضل سے ہماری اس کوشش کو قبول فرما لے. یا اللہ ہم کوشش, یا اللہ ہمیں تقوی کی کوشش نصیب فرما. یا اللہ جس مقصد کے تو نے ہمیں روزہ دیا میرے مولا, ایسا روزہ گزارنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. شام کو جب ہم روزہ کھولیں تو بالکل ہلکے ہوں, کوئی گناہ ہمارے دن میں نہ ہو گیا, دن کے اندر کوئی بھی گناہ نہ گیا ہو میرے مولا, مکمل پرہیز کیا ہو میرے مولا, ایسا روزہ ہمیں عطا فرما دے. نہ ہی آنکھوں سے کوئی گناہ ہو, نہ زبان سے گناہ ہو, نہ کان سے کوئی گناہ سنا ہو میرے مولا, نہ ہاتھوں سے گناہ کیا ہو, نہ دل سے کوئی گناہ ہوا ہو میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہمیں ایسا روزہ نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمیں ایسا روزہ فرما دے. اللہم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارضنا وتقبل منا وادخلنا جنتا یا میرے مولا. اے مولا مولا ہمیں متقی بنا کر جنت میں داخل فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمیں متقی بنا کر جنت میں داخل فرما. ہم متقی والے درجات ہمیں نصیب فرما. یا اللہ وادخل درجات ہمیں النار یا میرے مولا. دوزخ سے ہمیں نجات فرما. یا اللہ دوزخ کی نجات فرما. یا اللہ جہنم کی آپ سے نجات نصیب فرما. یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث. اے میرے مولا تو ہماری دعاؤں کو سن دے, ہم پہ رحم فرما, کرم فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے مریضوں کو شفا نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے مریضوں کو شفا نصیب فرما. یا اللہ شفا نصیب فرما. اپنے خزانے شفا سے شفا نصیب فرما, خزانہ رحمت سے رحمت نصیب فرما. یا اللہ تیرے خزانوں میں کس چیز کی کمی ہے میرے مولا. یا اللہ دست قدرت میں جو ہے وہ کرم کے خزانے ہیں میرے مولا, اس میں سے ہمیں بھی عطا فرما دے میرے مولا, تو کرم فرما دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ پھر رمضان آسان فرما دے. یا اللہ روزے آسان فرما دے. یا اللہ تقوی والے روزے نصیب فرما, پھر اس کے بعد تقوی والی زندگی نصیب فرما. ہمارے 30 دن ایسے بنا دے میرے مولا کے ساری زندگی ہماری اسی تقوی کے ساتھ گزرے. یا کرے یا کرے تو ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے میرے مولا, ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے میرے مولا, ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے. تمام ہمارے لواحقین رشتے داروں کو بخش دے. یا اللہ ہمارے تمام لواحقین کو بخش دے, تمام مومن مومنات کو بخش دے میرے مولا. یا کریم اپنے فضل سے, اپنے کرم سے میرے مولا, اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے ہماری اس مجلس کو قبول فرما اور ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی صحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین. آمین.